You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Straight up, WBO 108-pound champion. I'm talking about Donnie Nieto, of course, a legend in the Philippines, 38-1 with 4 draws and 22 KOs. A fifth-round TKO winner of a former world champion, Raul Garcia, 38-4 now, a draw and 23 KOs. That was Saturday in the Philippines. Straight up, the Philippines are just drawing these fantastic crowds. Last month, the Filipino Flash, Nonito Donaire, defending the WBO 122-pound title, he drew 23,000 people. And, you know, we can't get guys in the United States to do that. Just can't get it. I mean, hometown guys, if they're lucky, they sell 4,000 to 5,000 seats. But yet, over in the Philippines, because boxing is such a ritual, it's just part of their blood. The bottom line is they've got to go see their fighters. They support their fighters, no question about that. Speaking of fighters, pound for pound, Gennady Golovkin might be the best middleweight in the world, might be the best fighter in the world, but now it looks like Canelo Alvarez has stepped out. But, Zach Attack, do you see this as a negotiating ploy by Canelo Alvarez? Or he's just going to flat-out run from Golovkin?
I think he's going to flat-out run from Golovkin.
Oh, no! Say that again?
I think he's going to run from him. I think he is.
like scared?
I don't know if he's personally scared, but I think his team is very cautious about him getting in the ring with Canelo.
Okay, if you were his team member, would you be scared?
Yeah, I mean, the guy has the highest knockout percentage in middleweight history, you know, middleweight championship history. So it's definitely an intimidating test. And everybody thinks Golovkin's a brawler. He's not a brawler. He's a very skilled boxer, and he can out-brawl his opponents too.
The best boxer, I think, since Roberto Duran, as far as being able to put the entire package together, you know, is Gennady Golovkin now, 35-0, 32 KOs, an incredible knockout percentage. I mean, nobody wants to step in the ring with him. I remember Andre Ward saying about a year ago, well, he hasn't fought anybody. Well, nobody wants to fight him. I mean, he was willing to fight Andre Ward, I think, at 165, and they couldn't put that together. And, of course, Golovkin now is going to try to make his mark at 160. He's got the WBO champion, Billy Joe Saunders, the upstart at 23-0 with 16 KOs from the U.K., but he's not really a front page figure right now. What's Golovkin got to do to make his mark? I mean, you know, he's got these titles and everything like that, but it doesn't seem to be enough. What's going to be his crowning moment, Zach?
Unfortunately, that cinnamon scalp would have been something to elevate him to that type of status. You know, getting that Canelo victory, which I really think he would have gotten, that would have put him on a different level. I mean, maybe he could beat somebody like Daniel Jacobs, but Jacobs isn't as known as Canelo, you know. Billy Joe Saunders, he's not that known either, as you said. I mean, at some point, he might just have to move up in weight if he can't, you know, secure a top opponent at this weight class.
You know, that's not really fair. I mean, that's not really fair. Just like, you know, just like Nate Diaz, I mean, having to fight somebody else other than Conor McGregor and not making the money he's going to make if they have that UFC rematch. Or not. The bottom line is the guy deserves to get compensated. He deserves to get compensated right now. Okay, we've talked about the middleweight champion. The heavyweight championship of the world, of course, we've got all these great heavyweights now. At least they look great. Got Tyson Fury is 25-0. Deontay Wilder, 36-0. We've got Anthony Joshua, 17-0, 17 wax. I mean, this is a good-looking crew. Hey, and then we've got the guy that takes the Flintstone vitamins, Luis Ortiz, and he's like 28-0 as well. I mean, this is a good-looking lot, Zach.
Yeah, this is the best that the heavyweight division has looked in at least like 10 years, I would say. And you still got, I mean, we don't know Klitschko could even come back. I mean,
Oh, please. Tom Loeffler is listening to the show, the manager of Klitschko and Gennady Golovkin, saying, Pedro, how can you dog Klitschko again? He's been a long-time champion, the longest reigning WBO champion in history. All that kind of stuff is good. But the bottom line is, I don't want to see him fight anymore. I want to see younger heavyweights, exciting heavyweights, heavyweights that have an attitude. Tyson Fury's got an attitude. I mean, Anthony Joshua, he's got a point to prove.
Yeah, and you know, Deontay Wilder, he's a good talker too in his own right. And I think, I mean, one of the fights I've been looking forward to the most the last few years is Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder. And I think that would be a huge fight when it happens.
Now, Tyson Fury, of course, in the rematch with Vladimir Klitschko in July, I think July the 9th in Wembley Stadium in the UK. Tyson Fury's favored to win this fight again. He's fighting at home as well. I mean,
He has to be favored.
I think that Vladimir Klitschko is sort of like Frank Mir. Remember when Frank Mir got in great shape for Daniel Cormier? He couldn't pull the trigger. No matter what kind of shape you get in, when you get to a certain age, you just can't pull the trigger.
And he's fighting a guy that's bigger than him, which we don't see very often. So he just met his match.
That is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Check out the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. Sports Overnight America live on Sports Byline from the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, live from California.